Welcome to the NewsRamp Human Resources Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday morning, August 15th, 2024, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of human resources news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Before we dive into today's human resources headlines, we'd like to take a moment to thank our sponsor, HR Tech Alliances. HR Tech Alliances serves as a global community platform for those involved in alliances and partnerships in the HR tech or HR service industry. They help HR tech vendors accelerate growth by enabling joint GTM opportunities with their partners in their ecosystem. HR Tech Alliances enables HR tech vendors to generate more leads for themselves and their partners. Over the years, their engaging community platform has become a centralized hub to discover, create, and manage alliances and partnerships. Get your free guest membership at hrtechalliances.com. Thank you, hrtechalliances.com, for supporting the NewsRamp Human Resources Podcast. We're grateful for HR.com's support in making this podcast possible. Visit HR.com to join a community of over 1.75 million professionals and access a wealth of resources to elevate your HR practices. Thank you, HR.com, for supporting the NewsRamp Human Resources Podcast. Starting off with our first headline.
Performance management shows progress, but execution gaps remain. New study by HR Research Institute. A recent study by HR Research Institute shows that only 45% of organizations believe their performance management processes effectively meet critical outcomes to a high or very high degree. The report highlights challenges in achieving effective PM plans, but also shows positive strides in areas like more frequent one-on-one meetings with managers and greater employee input into performance goals. Organizations excelling in performance management are more likely to view PM as crucial for improving performance, use digital technology, and provide training to managers. While 84% of organizations use digital tools, only 42% apply them effectively. CEO Debbie McGrath emphasizes the importance of applying the right automation for success. The full research report, Future of Performance Management 2024-25, offers detailed insights for HR professionals looking to enhance PM initiatives.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Human Resources Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.